Focus on Health System Reform, presented by the North Carolina Medical Society, Leadership in Medicine. I'm Mike Edwards. In this edition, we focus on the National Healthcare Workforce Commission. With the expansion of Medicaid and the individual mandate to obtain health insurance brought about by health system reform, comes the need for expanded access to quality healthcare providers. In an attempt to address the inevitable shortage of medical providers, the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act has called for the creation of a National Healthcare Workforce Commission. The legislation requires that this group be appointed and operational no later than September 30th of this year, and to prepare, the U.S. Government Accountability Office has been seeking recommendations for members throughout the summer. The commission will be tasked with determining if the demand for healthcare workers is being met, identifying possible barriers to healthcare workforce development, and making recommendations to Congress based on their findings. 15 members will serve on the commission, each appointed to 3-year terms by the Comptroller General. Healthcare professionals cannot constitute more than half of the workforce, leaving other seats open to representatives of employers, third-party payers, healthcare economists, consumers, labor unions, educational institutions, and state or local workforce investment boards. Legislators have penned specific priorities for the commission to focus on throughout the course of their evaluations, which include integrated workforce planning for nursing, oral, mental, public, allied, and emergency health providers. Also of significance is the commission's ability to evaluate existing scopes of practice in the healthcare sector and make recommendations to Congress. The creation of the National Healthcare Workforce Commission is accompanied by a number of development grants for eligible state workforce development boards to analyze local healthcare workforce needs and provide resources to help meet those needs. Individual providers may also apply for a number of workforce development grants or loan repayment programs. Many of these opportunities are focused on growing the nursing field. However, programs also exist to repay loans for pediatric and public health physicians as well. The North Carolina Medical Society will be monitoring and reporting on the formation and work of the National Healthcare Workforce Commission. Be looking for updates on our website at ncmedsoc.org. That's ncmedsoc.org. Focus on Health System Reform is presented by the North Carolina Medical Society, Leadership in Medicine.